This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Friday, April 12, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Indiana Secretary of Commerce David Rosenberg says competition among the 15 regions that applied for funding through the second round of the Regional Economic Acceleration and Development Initiative, or Ready 2.0, was fierce. He said the increased collaboration among the regions is going to be the lasting legacy of Ready.
You know, regions who never communicated or worked together before are now coming together, and they see the benefit of working together, not only for Ready funds, but leveraging it for federal dollars or business development pursuits to retain and attract companies or to get talent. And so the regional collaboration is really going to be that lasting legacy. And I think Ready 2 proved and showed that those cities, those towns, those areas coming together and looking at regionalism different will benefit them for several decades.
The Indiana Economic Development Corporation Board approved the $500 million in funding Thursday, and six of the regions received the highest allocation of $45 million. Fort Wayne-based Do It Best Corporation has announced a merger with United Hardware, a wholesale hardware distributor headquartered in Minnesota. The member-owned hardware, lumber, and building materials cooperative said Thursday that the deal will grow its membership by 20%. The combined company will continue to operate under the Do It Best brand, with all central functions moving to the Do It Best headquarters at Electric Works in Fort Wayne. Big Woods Restaurants announced plans this week for a much-needed $1.5 million expansion of its Bloomington location's Snug Bar Space. The cabin will grow from a 400-square-foot bar space into a 1,000-square-foot dining room and bar. The new construction will double the restaurant's dining space. The project also includes upgrades to two Airbnb rentals next door. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
With Indiana's healthcare costs near the top nationally, the legislature this year approved a new law that will bring more scrutiny to healthcare mergers and acquisitions.
Under the measure, an Indiana healthcare entity involved in a merger or acquisition with another healthcare entity with total assets of at least $10 million must provide written notice of the deal to the state's Attorney General's office at least 90 days prior to the date of the merger. The Attorney General can then review the notice for any antitrust concerns. The bill's author, Republican Senator Chris Garten of Charlestown, said there was an antitrust concern about a lack of competition in Indiana's healthcare sector, leading to higher prices for consumers. Democratic Senator J.D. Ford of Indianapolis, co-sponsor of the bill, added that the new law stemmed from Indiana's traditionally high health care costs and the legislature's desire to try and reduce those prices. Gloria Sachdev, president and CEO of the Employers Forum of Indiana, said the new law isn't mandating state approval of such measures. However, she noted concern about the inclusion of private equity firms among those subject to the notification provision. She said there needs to be a better understanding of who owns these organizations that are looking to acquire hospitals and healthcare providers and the ability to track the price and quality of healthcare. Eniola Lunge, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The Montgomery County Community Foundation broke ground Thursday on a new child care center in Crawfordsville. The foundation said when complete, the $5 million Montgomery County Early Learning Center will add 124 high-quality child care seats for infants through age 5. The center will be located in a former county government office building that is being completely remodeled and adapted to exceed state licensing requirements. The Early Learning Center will be operated by Oregon-based KinderCare, which operates more than 30 early education and daycare centers in Indiana. The company expects to add more than 30 jobs at the new facility. TechPoint CEO Ting Goody is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.